From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified President Uhuru Kenyatta's election win, citing irregularities, and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Mia Walmersley has more.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga filed a petition to the court, claiming that results from more than a third of polling stations were fatally flawed. Odinga's contested the last three polls and lost each time. A row over the 2007 result was followed by weeks of ethnic bloodshed, and 1,200 people were killed.
Last month's voting was followed by protests and sporadic violence that killed at least 28 people. Friday, the body of 21 people were found floating in the Naf River in Bangladesh. Robert Raffel has more.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Myanmar's military said on Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from Rohingya ethnic minority. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke via telephone on Friday and reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiation table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that the president is looking for an integrated process and that the administration takes North Korea extremely seriously and that all options are on the table. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. This is VOA News.